This recording, Ireland 17, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onoroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. She was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Comma, Comma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I am one of 6 children from Carlow, Ireland. I'm the second eldest, so my older brother is in the, what does he do? He's in the software engineering. He's a technology startup company. I literally wouldn't do justice explaining it. I don't really know exactly what he does, but anyway, he does that. Then I have a sister. My first sister, who's immediately following me, is an attorney. She's an environmental attorney, or a lawyer, as we'd say. And she lives in Dublin. And then I have, my next sister is a, a nurse practitioner in a general practice, family medicine. And then my next sister is a reformed lawyer, reformed attorney. She works in the criminal justice system as a kind of career guidance kind of therapist. And then my youngest brother has just finished medical school and is in his first year working in medicine. He just finished a surgical rotation and is now about to embark on a medical rotation. I'm the only one living in the United States, and I ended up in Florida because my wife is from here, and my initial port of call was Philadelphia, where I went to school for 4 years, I think, 4 years, before I went back to Europe, back to Ireland, and then ultimately back to Pensacola, where my wife had our son in 2008.